Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line now is the head boys cross country coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Robin Resetter, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you.
So as we take a look at your team here through the about the halfway point of the cross-country season, I would say definitely you've got two athletes that are really competing at a high level right now in Jesus Garcia and Hayden Hill. And you've got some younger athletes that are starting to really see their times get trimmed down. You know, we got a couple of freshmen in Evan Gibson and Caden Greenlee, as well as a junior Jackson Olmstead, who is close to running a sub-19 in the 5K as well. And just, the roster as a whole, what kind of improvements have you seen from this roster here through the first half of the season?
Yeah, much like you said, they just continue to, keep dropping those times. I really do believe that I think we're just scratching the surface on what we're capable of. I don't think that we have seen the best that Jesus and Hayden can run. And I think putting us up against those tough competition, those meets like we had in Gilbert and Webster City, those were such tough meets, but it's running against that tough competition that's really when we started seeing those times drop with both our top two runners. But then, like you said, that freshman pack, that they just, I don't know that they realize quite yet what they're capable of. It's really, really exciting to see, because we set goals every day before, mm-hmm. like the meet prior. So like we'll set goals tonight prior to our meet tomorrow at West Marshall, and just having those conversations with the boys. Like I said, I really don't think that they realize quite yet what they are capable of in terms of times, because we saw a freshman, he dropped 2 minutes and had no idea how he did it. He just did it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think the best is yet to come. We're halfway through, and they all just show no quit and that constant desire mm-hmm. of improvement, which I think is really, really marketable in such a young team.
And you talk about that freshman pack and how they've improved, and how you say they're barely scratching the surface. And just from a coaching perspective, how does that work in terms of, setting that varsity lineup? Do you have, maybe a couple freshmen run varsity one meet, and then a couple of, maybe plug in some of those other young guys in the other meet? Just how does that kind of decision making go for someone that's trying to consistently fill out a varsity lineup?
Yeah. So, The caveat to this season is that we are really low on numbers, certainly not low on heart and talent. But I've got 9 runners, and so a varsity roster is made up of 7 of them, and one of them is automatically Jackson Olmstead, just because he is ineligible due to the open enrollment. So he is still crushing his goals for this season, which is, looking forward to next season, mm-hmm. really promising with what we're going to have. So he already makes one of those that has to run JV, and then it's just been every meet I have told them, for who ends up running in that JV spot, is let your times speak for themselves. And it hasn't been any of the freshmen. So they just, like I said, they're letting their time speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And we take a look at this schedule coming up, and really it is a backloaded schedule for your club. Obviously, you talked about the West Marshall meet coming up. That's tomorrow night at 5:15 over at Lincoln Valley Golf Course and State Center. And then Thursday, you got another tough meet with the Roland Story Cross Country Invitational at Riverbend. That starts at 5:50, and you are averaging almost 2 meets a week here through the end of the regular season. Obviously, the Heart of Iowa meet coming up on October the 13th, and when you look at how this schedule is backloading, with almost 2 meets a week coming up for the remainder of the regular season. What are some goals that you have set forward for your team? Obviously, improvement is obviously the first and foremost, but what are some things, some specific things that you are, some specific goals that you have set for your team here for the back half of the regular season?
One of the things that we've really been focusing on this season is the mental aspect of the sport. It's so easy to set those goals for time. It's so easy to do that. You look at your time last meet, and I want to cut this much time for the next meet. And I ask them all the time when they will tell me that, I'm like, okay, but what are the action steps that we can take to get there? What are the things that we can really focus on? Maybe it's when we're kind of in that lull of mile two. What are we telling ourselves when it gets really hard? We've also been really working on trying to improve our splits and get towards this idea of negative splits. So I've used the terminology with them, like a mild, medium, spicy in terms of salsa. And so focusing on our mile one as a mild and running with control. It's so easy. I tell them, I'm like, it's so easy to go out and run that first mile with all that you can because you're feeling good, you're fresh, you're excited, you're ready to go. But if we don't run mile one with control, what do we then have to use for mile two and mile three? So those goals, as far as the mental aspect and running with control, is really what we've been talking about a lot. And with these 2 weeks here, this week and next week, being two meets in a week, it'll really be the mental game because their bodies are going to be tired. So that's where they're really going to have to tap into that mental strength to dig deep on that second meet of the week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your week this week at West Marshall and in Story City.
Thank you.
That was Robin Resetter, the head cross-country coach of the South Hamilton Hawks boys cross-country team here on Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto. We are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.